First place. In a couple of ways. First and foremost, you know, we wrapped up last Friday the Spring Home Makeover Contest presented by Rose Pest Solutions. And we need to officially announce a winner now that all the entries have been tallied and properly vetted for being placed into the drawing. This is the contest where you would visit online our contest box. You would click and fill out your name and choose the business that you would use, your $1,000 gift certificate, if you were the winner. We remind you that our businesses included Rose Pest Solutions, our presenter, Premier Kitchen and Bath Gallery, United Financial Credit Union, M&R Garage Doors, Big Ick Nursery and Garden Center, Maple Hill Nursery, Wolf Isles Ace Hardware, Westside Decorating Center, RoofMax, Reamer Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, JNB Boots, Abley Greenhouse and Garden Center, Delta Door Sales, Cluck Nursery, Crane's L&M Appliance, Hartel Heating and Cooling, Bay Landscaping, and Designer's Touch. All participants, and we appreciate being along for the contest. Only one person could win, of course, and we'd like to say the official congratulations goes to From Bay City, and half the audience just went, darn it. Gene Ryan. Gene Ryan of Bay City, congratulations. You, the winner of the Spring Makeover Contest presented by Rose Pest Solutions.
All right.
Wow. Yeah.
Gene is going to utilize her $1,000 gift certificate with United Financial Credit Union.
Oh.
So, okay. Congratulations again to Gene. Thank you for entering. Thanks to everyone for playing along. We'd like to give a prize to everybody, but obviously only one could win, and that's our winner. We'll post Gene's name on our morning team site in case someone wants to see it. It'll be there at WSGW.com. So, Gene Ryan, first place.
All right.
In the Spring Makeover Contest presented by Rose Pest Solutions. There's another first place we should talk about this Friday. You could perhaps be the first place winner in the weekly drawing for the red, white, and blueberry platter from Edible Arrangements in Saginaw.
Oh, yeah. That's attractive.
You register through tomorrow. We gave away one last week, and we'll gather up all the entries then this week, and we'll give another one away on Friday. Then after that drawing, you'll have a chance to register one more time for another week, and we'll give a third prize away again the following week, which would be on Friday. That'd be July 1st.
Yeah, be heading into fourth weekend, yeah.
How about that, July 1st?
I know.
Wow. So make sure you get to WSGW.com, scroll down, look for the Edible Arrangements contest box to win the red, white, and blueberry platter, and just have to enter your name. You can enter up to once per day. You can enter as many times as necessary to win. You can only win once, but we wish you good luck on that. And another first place.
Oh.
You got three first places we're talking about.
A trifecta.
Well, this is cool. I mean, this is, and I know you mentioned it in sports, but we should take a moment. Our Great Lakes Loons.
How about that?
Man. Yeah.
That is fantastic.
I mean, at one point, just a few weeks ago, with 14 games left in the first half of the season, remember the Midwest League plays two halves, and the winners of each half make the playoffs. The Loons were 8.5 games behind with 14 to play. Not mathematically eliminated, but the math was very tenuous.
It didn't look good, yes.
No, not at all.
Right.
And then the Loons and Dayton Dragons, who they're battling, went head-to-head. And in that series, the Loons went 5-1.
Yep.
The math got a lot better quickly.
Yes, it sure did.
And so last night, the Loons win, and the Dragons lost.
Oh.
Yeah.
That even improves the picture.
So now you have the Loons officially in first place by a half game over the Dragons. That's because the Loons have 39 wins. The Dragons have only 38.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now, both teams have 25 losses.
Yeah.
The Dragons have played one less game because they had an earlier rainout.
So how many more games do the Loons have played to get to halftime?
Two. Two games left.
Two games. Yep. Oh, boy. Let's win them both. At least one.
Well, if you win them both, Loons have it.
That's right. They will have it. Yeah.
Even if the Dragons win their last three because of the head-to-head competition, the Loons will be declared the winner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if we win one more and the Dragons lose one more, that'll do it, too, because the best thing to do is tie. So we are, of course, Loons fans, and we are Lake County Captains fans this week. The Captains are the ones that are hosting
Dayton.
Yeah, I tell you, this is a case where the Loons, as hot as the Loons have been, the Dragons really have cooled off.
Yeah, that's been right.
Because the Loons could have played very well.
And that's usually how it happens, though, right? Somebody catches fire while the other team sort of fades out a little bit.
Because they had a big enough lead, even if they just played 500 ball.
Right. That's right.
They should not have had a problem of still maintaining a lead of some kind, but who?
So it sounds like these 40-some players, as the season has gone along, have really come together. Initially, they start out, they don't know a lot about one another, but the team building really works.
Yeah, I mean, the pitching's been well, the hitting's been good, so it's been a nice competition and a lot of fun that has been happening at Dow Diamond. Now we can say the first place Great Lakes Loons. You know, we were talking with Tyler Kring yesterday of the Great Lakes Loons every Tuesday after the 7:30 news.
Yep.
We have a conversation. And it's fun, he says, because should the Loons be able to achieve this, winning the first half, knowing you've already made the playoffs.
Yeah.
He says, we can already start selling playoff tickets.
That's true. Looking at it from a business standpoint, that's right.
Yeah,
right.
I never thought about that. I never thought.
Because you're in.
Yeah, you're in. No matter what happens in the second half, you've won the first half, so you're in.
Yeah.
And he says, logistically for us, as great as that is to talk about it from a business standpoint, now we already know that. Because sometimes, if you don't win the first half, the second half maybe you don't know until the final game of the season.
Yeah, right.
And then you've got to scramble to work everything out.
24 hours to turn around and try and sell playoff tickets. And not only that, he says, scheduling. Because these games are being played in September.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the Loons workers are...
Oh, back to school.
Kids that are out of school.
Like
or it could be moms and dads who have extra time during the summer because their kids are out of school, so they show up too. But once the fall comes around, so he says it gets interesting when you're trying to plan these playoff games. Mm-hmm. So
right.
That would be fun. Playoff tickets to be sold in June.
Right. So just win those. Just take the mystery out of the whole thing and just win the next two.
Yeah. Yep. There you go.
That's all you have to do. Yes. Just win the next two, and that's it.
Control your own destiny.
That's right.
Isn't that what you want?
That's always what you want.
Exactly right. You are in control. You don't have to worry about somebody else losing.
Just real quick, since you're talking about first place finishes, let's make it four.
Oh, a fourth. What did I miss?
Well, you didn't miss it. In fact, I heard you talk about it, but Mo Sider.
Oh, yeah. Fucking
Detroit Red Wings rookie defenseman winning Rookie of the Year award. I mean, it's been a tough go for Detroit sports fans here for the past, I don't know, 6-7 years. But at least, hey, there's something, a little bright spot for the future.
A glimmer of hope.
That's right. That's right.
And Pat and I were talking off the air. Remember when Mo Sider was announced as the draft pick and a number of Red Wings fans went, Stevie.
Yeah.
That was Eisenman's first.
Yeah, it was.
It's like, Stevie, you sure you know what you're doing?
I think he did.
He did. Yes, he knows talent when he sees it.
And also fellow rookie Lucas Raymond finishing fourth in voting for Rookie of the Year.
So how cool to get two top fives and both on the first team, all-rookie team for the NHL.
That's right.
Yeah, the future looks bright with Sider and Raymond.
Yeah.
So a few more players here and there. And we're talking Red Wings Stanley Cup hockey again.
Well, let's just get back to the playoffs.
Nice.
All right, first steps, baby steps. 651 at WSGW. Maybe just a winning record first, and then we'll worry about the playoffs.